אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au. My next guest is Lilo Tsur. Lilo, a young Israeli traveler from Tel Aviv, arrived to Australia about a year ago with plans to work and travel. Soon enough, she discovered a whole new world with endless nature, peace and quiet. We find out about the story of her arrival to Australia, why is she here, and some future plans. Shalom, Lilo.
Hello, everyone.
Hi. Okay, I have to admit that we spoke already twice. The first time was when you first arrived to Australia back in December 2022, and the second time on our Hebrew program on this show. So this is really the first time we introduce you to our English speakers. So why don't you introduce yourself?
Well, I'm Lilo. I'm originally from Tel Aviv. I'm 26 years old, and I've been living and traveling in Australia since October 2022. So it'll be 10 months right about now. And it's been wonderful. And it's not going to be over anytime soon.
You know, you don't really sound like an Israeli from Tel Aviv. To be honest, sounds like a pure Aussie. I don't believe you're Israeli.
I'm a bit shy to say that you're not the first one who told me that. But honestly, it's not really up to me. I just caught the accent somewhere along the road.
10 months in Australia and already an Aussie accent. Wow, that's an achievement.
You know what? I think so too. I tend to agree with that. Yeah.
Well done. Okay, Lilo, so tell us your story. You arrived to Australia less than a year ago and fell in love with the Outback. What's the story?
The story is I come from a very big and main city in Israel, and I've always loved the city life, but I really felt like I was suffocating. So I came over to experience something completely different. And when I first started like traveling and moving around Australia, I visited a few main cities like Melbourne and Brisbane, Cairns, Gold Coast, and it all felt a bit too familiar, because at the end of the day, I just felt like, again, I'm in a big city, and it's great. Cities are great. But then I started traveling to more of remote places, started at the far north of Queensland, visiting Port Douglas, Palm Cove, Cape Tribulation, and started working in Port Douglas for the first time, and I've met some lovely and warm people. And it's been a dream. And then I moved to Noosa, in the Sunshine Coast. Fell in love even more with a combination of a small town, surfing, great people, and warm weather. It was actually a dream come true.
What is it that makes such places so much fun? And why would a young girl like you prefer small towns rather than big cities?
I have a bit of a confession. I thought I would be back in the big cities sooner rather than later myself. I found myself falling in love with those small towns and the general vibe of, you know, walking down the street and knowing your neighbors and knowing your local coffee shop employees and everyone saying hi to each other, walking barefoot around the streets. I felt it to be kind of old school. And I always felt like I was attracted to everything that is old. And not in a weird way, but always wanted to live in the past, and I feel like I'm getting a real sense of old school community here in a small town like Port Douglas or Noosa, which is not as small as Port Douglas, but still not quite big as a city. The very warm, welcoming hug was absolutely amazing. I felt like it's the safest place I could choose to be in and enjoy both a nice social life and some nature around, being able to walk from my house to one of the most beautiful national parks I've ever seen in a matter of like 10 minutes was absolutely divine. Being around some beautiful beaches that I never thought existed, it was absolutely magnificent. And the quiet scenery was amazing and still is.
So as for August 2023, it has been 10 months since you arrived. Would you share with us a little about your working experience in Australia, especially the do and do not, and obviously some working differences between here and Israel?
The do's are very simple. It's just do. It means if you're looking for work in Australia, you go out and you knock on the door, you present yourself with the highest charisma ever, and you do the work and people will be pleased by you and you'll get a job in no time. It's about what you can deliver and doing the best you can. And the don'ts is don't sit around and wait for someone to approach you. Don't just send emails with hopes that you'll get a job remotely. It's pretty much very old school vibes around here. So you go out and you knock on the door and you present yourself and you come and speak with confidence and, you know, do your homework, practice your English, write your resume as best as you can and basically just perform as well as you can. In Australia, coming to work is way more relaxed, way more fun, honestly. And the major difference is that back home, I felt like all people around me working just to be able to afford rent and bills and food, like putting food on the table, kind of like they're living to work. And here in Australia, I feel like, you know, the definition of a full-time job in Australia in most fields are 38 hours a week, which is honestly nothing compared to what I used to do back home in Israel. And I kind of feel like in Australia, it's like working to live rather than living to work. And that is what I love about it.
Good balance.
It's very balanced. Yeah, it's very balanced. Mm.
So you're currently in Port Douglas. How many people live there?
Around 3,000 locals, I believe.
Okay, so we're talking about a small town and people probably know each other. So do you think it's easier to get a job in a small town rather than a big city?
I feel like it really depends on the season because as a traveler, there is a very obvious timeline of people traveling from south of the East Coast up to the North Coast. And I feel like it really depends and you need to be at the right place at the right time. And it's all about trying and failing and trying again. And at the end, you'll succeed. You'll get the job. You'll find accommodation. And I feel like there's no such thing as probably won't happen. Everything can happen if you make it happen. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I feel like a small town has a good chance of finding work and accommodation during a low season. Because the differences between low season and high season in tourism in a place like Port Douglas is major. First time I came here was a low season. It was a wet season. And I came in, I found a job within one day, and I found an apartment within 3 days. And now that I come back, I found accommodation only within 3 weeks and found a job only after like a month. But I was persistent enough and I delivered. So
nice.
Here I am now. Working mm-hmm. again, living, and having the time of my life.
Beautiful. You actually went back to Israel to visit your friends and family. What did it feel like when you returned to the big city? How did you feel?
I feel like the major difference was after adjusting to a very quiet sort of life in small towns around the East Coast, around Queensland, coming back to a big main city like Tel Aviv was very stressful. Everything is super fast. Everything is super loud. I feel like you're kind of going back into this rat race with no preparation. And before I left to visit Israel, I felt really happy and I was really looking forward to it with feelings of, oh my God, I'm going to be doing the same things I did back when I lived there and it all is familiar and everything's going to be fun and perfect. When I actually arrived, it was kind of stressful. And I feel like after 4 days, I kind of wanted to get away from everything, get away from the noise, get away from the people and all the action, so to speak. And I went up to the beach for like 5 hours and I just sat down there in the middle of the day while everyone's working. And I read my book and I just felt way more relaxed, just, you know, having this little bit of quiet in the midst of all this like rush and action.
That's in Tel Aviv, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, right. Okay, Lilo, any future plans? What are you planning to do in the next couple of months?
Well, hopefully I'm going to tie up a few loose ends here in Port Douglas by the end of the month or early September and travel back south to around Byron Bay, maybe. I haven't been there yet, and I really do want to experience that place and the vibes around it. There's so much hype around it, and I kind of, I'm very curious to experience it myself. So that's where I'm headed, and who knows what the future holds. Hopefully, it all goes well, and you know, we'll talk again in a few months, and I'll have some awesome new stuff to tell you.
That's the plan. Probably in 6 more months, we'll talk maybe towards the end of the year and see what's happening with your life. I'll be more than happy to speak to you again, as always. Lilo, thank you so much for giving us this brief update about your travels, life, and yeah, experience in Australia. Thanks so much for speaking to us.
Thank you so much for having me. Thanks so much. Always a pleasure.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.